this goes from all around the country. Unfortunately, we have had St. Patrick's Mother and Baby Home. We've found secures down in Tuam. There's over 800 bodies buried there. There's Bettany Homes. In 2010, there was 222 infants discovered in mass on Merrick Grave, Bessborough House, Manor House in Westmead, Sean Ross Abbey. Generally would have, from the scans, could be anywhere up to 1,000. And again, in cases that I've heard from speaking to people who would have been in the Nazareth House going back, and if they would have heard stories, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same here in Sligo. We have to remember that up where Chatterton Grove House was, if I'm not mistaken, that was a mother and baby home as well along the times. So I personally believe there's a lot more bodies or infants buried around in Sligo that people know about. When you see the state assets, the church assets, that they have £86 million in the bank, that's cash alone. The net combined assets of £1.3 billion and huge cash deposits. Like, are you telling me that they can't pay when you see only two out of the eight religious orders that are supposed to be paying haven't given anything at all, or six altogether haven't given anything at all? I think it's high time that the government, who were complicit in this as well, don't forget, teachers, guards, doctors at the time, would have covered up the majority of these things as well, because shortly ago they would have had to pay a visit to a mother and baby home. There's a woman in Australia who does massive amounts of research for Irish children who are adoptees, and the majority of the information that they've been given is false. So I think it's high time that the government get and do something and start to take the assets to pay for the amount of stress that people have gone through, and to have to take recognition of what they've done. It's not all about the money. The people who have, there's still people working in the churches now who have to accept that the people done wrong before them.
If these stories are credible as it relates to Sligo, then questions will naturally turn to why these unmarked graves haven't been identified, that work hasn't been done to see where they are and to carry out an investigation into it.
You just have to look at what's going on in Tuam. This was it around the 70s and 80s that people were notified that this happened? We're in 2025. Work is due to commence again. Forensic examination. We're hearing that for 5 or 6 years minimum from the current government and from the previous government. You know, and the majority of people who would have had these claims, they're afraid to come forward. You know, it's the same when you hear some of the stories about the people being beaten and they don't want to put their name forward for redress. They don't know anybody. They don't want people to know what happened to them. And then again, of course, you have the Bible bashers who like to claim that this never happened.